If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Tell you one thing. You get one of these jobs with Carson, you're not worried. You're calling Randy to put those new windows
in. Oh, God.
You're without calling hesitation. Him right away for that. And then also, Rainey, I didn't point this out, but that with this money that you can obviously make through Sandhills, is that if you are a Sandhills employee, Rainey Gill will give you a 20% discount. 20%. They work in
unison. So you're
already
making good money, and then save money.
Yeah, so they're working together. It's all an ebb and flow. It's a sharing of back and forth between Randy and also with Sandhills and with Currency.
Well, that's because Randy's a good guy, and so so is Carson and the Peds.
If you work for the Peds right now, Steve, you get a 20. Randy will give you 20% off on your windows.
Jeez,
at that 30% off in half
block
area.
Get richer. No, I don't mean that.
It's not a Ponzi scheme.
No, it's not.
It's not a Ponzi scheme. We're not doing that.
Oh God.
Just working together with the
people. Working together with the people.
Smart plan by Randy.
If you're going to team with someone like that, yes.
Windows are really important.
Jake, are we jinxing things? We've been talking about making the trip to the tournament.
No, we're going
to
make it. I'll official news in that. We're still over a month away.
I'm nervous now. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
What are you nervous about?
Well, just the potential of where we might end up at. Yeah, it's a lot going on.
People were excited for maybe OKC or St. Louis, but you got to be a one seed.
You got to be a one seed.
Once you're a two seed, I want to say. I'm not sure exactly.
Oh, could be a two
but
seed.
You won't get the luck of the draw if you are a three seed. They don't really care as much about you. They're at the one and the twos.
It does appear that they have done a little bit to try to at least make something somewhat regional that some fans, I think they care a little bit that a fan might show up, because you're going to see some games we do every year. There's no one there. They're yawners and like that.
We saw it.
It's all over the place.
We saw it in Memphis.
Yes.
After the Nebraska game.
That was the Houston versus whoever. One seed versus 16, though.
So no
That's
one there.
Why.
Yeah. Nobody. So Houston's going like, okay, I'm not spending my money to go to Memphis.
Well,
I'm not going to Memphis for the one versus 16.
Right.
You know.
They had eyes, and they made it all the way to the finals. So good decision for them.
Nebraska can play its way back to a one.
100 they can.
Plenty of time.
This is a huge game on Saturday.
And speaking of that game, now Rutgers.
Oh, thank you. This is yeah.
Rutgers
please.
Does play tonight. By the way, I want to get there are two games this evening. Real quick, one.
What
make sure
time?
You get that. I'm getting it for you right now, Bill. Okay, tonight's game. We got Rutgers at UCLA tonight, 8:30 on BTN. Late game.
Wait a second. What?
Rutgers at UCLA.
Okay.
You want to guess the spread of that game?
Is that UCLA?
Yeah.
Rutgers at UCLA. I'm going to say at UCLA by 10 and a hook.
Oh, I think that's high. Yeah. 8 and a hook.
I would also agree it's high, but it's not high enough. 14 and a hook, UCLA. That's a lot.
Oh, that's
a lot of points for UCLA.
UCLA's not like they're rolling.
Are you giving up 14 and a half?
They just lost at home to Indiana, who's playing better basketball, but
I'm not giving up 14 and a half.
Speaking of Indiana, Indiana plays at USC on the P tonight at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. on the P.
What time's the other one on? 8:30?
8:30 BTN.
Okay, so I'm going to watch maybe the first half, potentially. That's
Look ahead to the
chance
Saturday
of me
game.
Staying up until 11:30 to watch the end of the Rutgers UCLA game, unless for some reason UCLA might beat him. But then all I want to hear is Cronin's press conference.
Cronin's been good.
Yeah,
he's back to Cronin.
We got to get some Cronin audio.
We're gonna have to get some Cronin audio. He's been good. He's not pleasant.
Do you want to guess the spread? Indiana at USC. That's 15-7 Indiana at 16-6 USC.
Bill, please.
I think Indiana's won 3 or 4 straight.
Say it again.
Indiana. 15-7 at 16-6 USC, 9 p.m. on Peacock.
USC 2.5.
Zip.
1.5.
Who?
USC.
Indiana 1.5. Right. On the road at USC, a road favorite.
Huh.
The Hoosiers.
These are pretty good games.
Yeah, they are.
Interesting. Yeah. And Rutgers, again, Nebraska plays Rutgers Saturday at the Rack. Now, Jersey Mike's Arena. It's still the Rack at heart, though.
Imagine us, Steve, sitting there in the 70s as we're following the Big 8 and everything, and then all of a sudden, what other conference is there? Well, there's the Big 10, and who's in that? Well, Rutgers is playing UCLA in conference play. Imagine that one.
No.
Rutgers is playing.
No.
I mean, you're sitting there going,
no.
I mean,
it's the conference game in February.
Which was so beautiful about the Big 8 was it was geographically stamped.
Regional.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, stamped. Like the SEC,
like
by the
SEC
way.
Like the SEC is.
Yeah.
Like that. They're the only conference that really is.
Right.
I mean, the ACC, no, they go all the way out to Cal.
Mm-hmm.
They go to Cal and Stanford. They're not regionally stamped.
Yesterday on the show, I think that we would stand by before we knew what was happening Saturday, that Bill said that we all agreed that you'd expect an empty, quiet arena Saturday in Piscataway.
I made the statement.
Noon Eastern time, 11 a.m. our time for Nebraska Rutgers. Rutgers is 9-13. Again, they're probably better than the record says in terms of how they play, but they're 9-13.
Mm-hmm.
We have been informed that it might be a packed house. It might be a zoo for a very...
Not very.
I'm going nerd,
double very.
I'm going to go with a nerdy reason here, probably. A lucrative, but nerdy reason. There's something called the One Piece anime promotion on Saturday. You say, what does that mean?
Yeah, what does it mean?
Fans in attendance Saturday at the Rack, Jersey Mike's Arena in Piscataway, will get rare trading cards that are valued at $600 plus on the secondary market. And actually, they're so hot right now that over $2 million worth of cards got stolen at Rutgers last week. Some sort of anime trading cards.
Like the Sopranos.
Yeah.
This would be a
like
packed
the
house.
The mob got
be a packed house, not for the game, but because of the actual promotion going on. In Piscataway.
It's weird.
It's going to be strange.
Do you know what those cards are?
No. I mean, I would assume like a Pokemon-esque type thing going back to 2000.
I don't get it.
Yeah, or like Yu-Gi-Oh. It's my assumption here.
This is not Mickey Mantle's rookie card.
No, this no. There is no sports at all. It's anime. Anime is interesting, you know, I think Japanese stuff. I don't know what it is.
Would you know what anime is?
No.
I wouldn't either.
No.
Now, some people are going to say, you're old, it's annoying, you don't know what anime... I don't know. I've heard of it. I know...
I'd like to know if the fans are required to stay at the game to get the cards. Or
okay.
If like, you can walk in and then leave. Like, it'll
good
be a long
question.
Line, but will the fans actually walk in and actually stay at the game? Because...
There's a really good chance I'd rather go to get a Jersey Mike sub than the card. Except for, I guess, the value. I mean, that'd be kind of cool.
Hey, That's interesting.
Luquigi is mad at me. He says, don't you dare call One Piece anime nerdy. Yeah. I am. A little nerdy.
Okay.
Oh, it just got heated. Just drew the line.
There's a line in the sand, and it's been very clear.
It's not something I would do.
I don't know.
I understand
what
there's probably a following for it, but it's not for anybody.
We will
this
chat
too,
GPT this to find out exactly what it is.
There's a lot of interest in it.
Yeah. He responds saying it's this from Luquigi on the YouTube. He says it's a long-standing cartoon with great storytelling. The old ones don't know what it means.
Anime. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, One Piece anime.
It's a cartoon. So this is like, would it be on the same level as the Jetsons or the Flintstones?
Somebody else, I mean, people are defending it. But, yeah.
I want to hear it.
Now, Jeff just say 1,000% nerdy. You're right in the take. Thank you, Jeff. Someone says, it's probably one of the most popular anime ever. Never heard the cards, though. The live action show on Netflix is actually really good.
Why are the cards
I'd like
worth-
to know. We will have... Will Robin go to this game? Is he going Saturday
yes,
or not?
Yes, he's going to the rack.
I'd like to have his response to the crowd on Saturday. Like, who's there?
You know what I'd love to do if I was Robin? I know he's not, but I would love to drive to these games. I would love to drive from Lincoln to New Jersey. Wouldn't bother me one bit. I'd be completely happy doing that.
He's got two kids.
Talk radio, listening, it'd be great.
Yeah.
To Piscataway sounds a little rough. Bill,
is he flying into Newark? Because, I mean, whenever you're flying in there, there's not one place you go, pretty simple. No, it's not.
Here's the problem with that driving. He's got too many tasks. Yeah. Like, he can't take 2 days off. Just do nothing but drive. It'd be nice if he could arrange that. But and I totally agree with you. I'd love to have that job.
Is there any way you can
I can't
that,
tell you how much I'd love to have
can,
that
on
job.
On 3, is there any way you can get me to drive to games and then just record, just report on the vibe of what's going on? I'd like to drive out to UCLA just to report on it.
Oh, my. Okay.
That'd be an incredible job.
It'd be incredible.
It would be.
I'm driving
out. You don't really have to write anything.
Make comments the whole way. Stop. I mean, I would shoot out some things on X or something where I'm at stopping along the way. Route 66.
You get to go to Pauley Pavilion?
Yes, go
on
to
somebody else's dime?
Yeah, it'd be incredible.
Make observations.
Random observations. Not like, well, you know, with 16:22 to go, the third foul, you know, on Sanford was a big deal. Like, no, just make observations of what it's like to be at Pauley.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
I just did a little research on what a ticket to this game might cost. A game that... I think rightfully so, before knowing this, we assume it would be very empty.
$9.
Right, $9.
How about this?
The lowest ticket price right now per Vivid Seats on the ESPN app is $150. The cheapest seat to get into this game.
This is amazing.
Saturday.
This is an amazing story.
It is. So here's...
Odd.
I want to know, what's it like when the teams come out?
Yeah.
And everyone's
there.
Are the fans still there, or have they left with their cards?
Are they
even have any interest in basketball whatsoever?
So you're just, if you're the AD, though, you're saying, I'm just hoping to get some new interest. A lot of these people, will stay.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS.
To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Right.
But well, they'll have a plan to have them stay. Yeah. If there's some sort of giveaway, aren't you giving it away like after the game or end of the game?
Halftime. I don't know when.
I don't know.
Someone says it's going to be epic when they show crowd shots at the game and people are dressed as their favorite One Piece anime character. Like, this would be a great people watching environment.
This will be something.
Sure. It would be. Wow. Well, $2 million worth of cards.
Somebody else says,
stolen
this past week. Well, at Rutgers.
$2 million. Doesn't that sound like a mafia thing for sure?
It sounds, something's not right there.
I don't know. Does mafia steal stuff?
$2 million?
I don't know
That's right in their wheelhouse.
They're usually worried about concrete and stuff like that. Like
piping.
Yeah.
Someone else says, I'd rather have Jersey Mike's thrown at me than watch that nerd bleep. Come on. I wasn't trying to be critical of the people. I said it's nerdy.
Here's the big question. Will Shiano be there?
Will Greg be dressed up in anime?
I don't know what. Do you even know what that means?
Head coach Greg Schiano in his favorite anime attire.
Okay, how would you go about dressing up in anime?
Okay, think about this.
Yeah, what would we wear?
What would you wear?
Do you remember Pokemon?
Yes.
Like, think about like going as Pikachu, the yellow guy. That's my assumption here. I might be totally off on this, but imagine Greg Schiano dressed as like Pikachu at the game. I don't see it.
I don't see it happening, but we'd love. I'll say this: stock way up if he does. If he shows up in full costume,
that's Pikachu.
Is that not Greg?
That's Pikachu.
Gator says, even if it's a full arena, it'll be full of nerds. Not a scary environment at all.
I would say this: warming up into a raucous crowd is cool on the road. Empty, not cool.
Not cool.
This would be a weird. Like, what's Fred saying? Okay, we're gonna warm up. And no one in the gym, it's packed, but no one's here for the game.
They're here for the cards.
No one's here for the game.
The anime cards.
They don't even know.
Does Fred address it?
They don't know who you are. They have no idea who you are.
Does Fred address it?
I would address it. I think
Will
you have
Fred
to.
Fred know what anime is?
No, I'm going to say there's a chance that Fred's being informed on this from Keith Mann, and Fred's like,
I want to fill you in on something, Fred.
Fred, just so you know, the place will be packed. But no one there is there for the game. Imagine that. No one is coming to the game. Not a shot at you.
The Rutgers program.
I would feel worse if I was the Rutgers players. The place is going to be packed. But
this is what we got to do to get people to see you. We're sell anime cards.
It's going to be very odd. That's Saturday, 11 a.m. I can't wait to see the crowd for that.
What a great grab by Jake.
I kudos to Sean. I saw it in Sean's rundown. That's why I had to go further on it. That was hilarious.
But. Yeah, the heist really got me too.
$2 million. Where do you think it was? Where did the heist come from? Like the AD's office? Where did this go?
Did the AD steal this himself?
Yeah, was this like yeah?
Yeah,
do you think the cards were in the AD's office?
Is it stolen? Yeah. Or is it just taken?
It's $2 million.
Remember, we never hit him. Did we hit him this last week? Where the Rutgers athletic department lost like.
$500 million?
Whatever. It's just insane money. And so
Jake knew this.
Yeah, they lost a lot of money.
Yeah, it's insane. I have no idea how they're even functioning.
They're going to give away anime cards to get people in the crowds. Somehow they got these either for free or cheap. I don't know how they got the funds for them.
I don't think the $60 million or $70 million they get from the Big Ten is going to bail them out of this.
I don't think so. I think they're in trouble. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now, 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Your record overall is 5-5. You won yesterday. Okay. 1-0 in the week. Today's topic is college basketball head coaches. I will give you a coach's name. You tell me what school he is the head coach of in college basketball. Not in the 70s. Not in the 80s, but right now.
Imagine 70s and 80s. We'd
nail it.
We'd laugh. In the face of
if you
adversity.
Know your current college basketball head coach, just call us 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple! No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. Back to 500 on the new record for the season. So not a bad start for you guys today.
Yes, it was a big one. We're down negative. We're at negative one.
It was over negative one, but you won. Okay, we got Matt. How do you feel about current college basketball head coaches today?
Considering this is HHC, Matt, pretty good.
Oh, boy. That's Husker Hoop Central, Matt. You guys are in trouble.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is not good. This is not cool.
No,
not,
no.
You guys are in big trouble.
It's the same thing. It's like, hey, we're gonna talk about name your favorite 80s students from Pender. And I'm on the show.
We got to hope for overtime.
Yeah.
Bill, we have to get overtime.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm from up that way, so I think I could hang with the Pender thing.
Wow. Yeah, he thinks he can push it.
Okay, let's dance.
Man, Bill wants to dance. One lifeline for Sip, Bill. One question as always. First question to you, Matt. What school is Damon Stoudemire the head coach of in college basketball?
Oh, shoot. I don't know this. Let's see.
He was pretty cocky before this.
Absolutely, I was. I'm going to guess South Florida.
Nope. I would encourage you. Stoudemire's
a head coach.
He's a head coach.
I don't know it.
It's probably in the Northwest.
But you probably should not.
We don't have to guess, Steve.
Okay, no guess.
Georgia Tech head coach.
No
David
idea.
David Stoudemire.
That's not the Northwest.
Okay.
Bobby Crimmin.
0-0 tie. Sip first question.
Crimmins.
Bill is in play.
Crimmins. Same thing.
Sip, what school is Micah Shrewsbury the head coach?
I know
coach
this one, Bill. Okay, are on the board. You know it?
No.
We're on the board.
And I've heard the
he
name.
He used to coach at Penn State. Now he coaches at Notre Dame. They're doing terrible.
Yeah. Brilliant.
He's had some outbursts at the podium.
Yeah. There has been outbursts. You're right. They've been really good ones.
Shrewsbury's had some outbursts.
They're fun. They're fun.
1-0 lead.
Oh, it just got dicey.
Could be an upset in play here.
Yeah. Let's dance. Let's go.
Matt for the tie. Last question. What school is Jamie Dixon the head coach of in college basketball?
Yes, that is a layup. TCU.
Brilliant.
Okay, we're all right.
TCU, you know, is correct, that but Bill's in play here.
I used to have beers with him.
No, you did.
What? We didn't know that, did we?
No, yeah, with Jamie Dixon.
You're dropping names all over. Whittingham.
Yeah. Is it North? He was assistant coach at Northern Arizona.
I don't think we knew this,
Bill. And then I lived in the dome for 6 months. I didn't have an apartment, so I slept in my office. And down below, their office was below us, and they had cable TV. So I'd go down there. I'd go down and hang out on there at night, and they'd be making recruiting calls, and I'd lay on their couch and watch, like, you know, Saved by the Bell reruns and stuff and talk to Jamie Dixon.
Wow. Better time.
Pillow for you?
Yeah, it would. It's like, they're like, oh, you're fine. And then they'd leave about, like, you know, late, like 10th or like that. Bill, they just pull the door shut when you leave.
All right. Better time. Sip for the win. Bill's in play.
All right, let's do this.
Last question. What school is Brian Dutcher the head coach of in college basketball?
That's a name. It's
God.
Jake.
Bill is in play.
Can you tell us what conference?
No.
Dutcher.
It is a Division I school.
Well, there's the 374 of them, so that's not a whole lot there.
Oh, I got a guess.
Okay.
San Diego State.
Oh, my. This is insane. This is the biggest upset ever.
How about that pull?
Oh. Yeah, the engine fired.
Yes.
He's an older guy.
Matt, you were feeling good, Matt, but not today,
Matt,
my friend.
In your grill.
Wow.
In your hoops.
Congratulations.
Matt,
congratulations, guys.
Matt, what
you got me.
Matt, what was Lisa Reimer's dad's occupation at Bender? You went by
boy,
the name of...
You got me there. I would assume farmer.
Nope, he's a plumber.
Okay, farmer's never a bad guy.
He's a plumber. Yes.
Thank you, Matt.
He's never a bad guy.
All right, thanks, guys.
Good try, Matt. Matt losing. You guys are 2-0 in the week.
Whoa. How did you get that?
San Diego State?
That's insane.
They were just on the other day. And I remember they made a big run.
They did.
A few years ago.
The finals.
Yeah.
They lost to UConn in the championship game.
And I just recognize him. He looks the same. He still wears a quarter zip. Whatever. Dutcher, yeah.
Tiebreaker for Bill. Over under his number, Sip. Damon Stoudemire played 13 NBA seasons. What was his career points per game average? The first decimal, please, Bill.
16-2.
Ooh. I'm going over because I was my the first number that came in my mind was 17.8.
13.4. His best year was his second year, 20.2 with the Raptors in the 96-97 season.
Stoudemire.
Stoudemire.
Yeah. Stoudemire. Wow, big win, 6-5. We needed
that. Yeah, that was big.
And we
came upset.
I told you guys that I hung out with Jamie Dixon.
You may have. Someone says in the text line you did.
Now
but down there over there where their office is at, there's the only place that they had cable TV. And I'd hang out down there every single night.
Also, you brought up that. I don't remember it being Jamie Dixon. Yeah. That's why we were surprised by that.
In the dome. It's in the dome. Big lumberjack in the corner of the dome. They played in the middle of the dome. They brought out the floor.
Close the door the way up.
And then they brought in bleachers around it, like high school bleachers around. It was bizarre world of how they pulled that off.
Oh my God, I'm just happy we won.
Big win. Yeah. When we come back for the first time, I think ever in the show's history, Big Ten basketball power ranking.
No, we're not.
Oh, yes, we're doing it.
This is incredible.
We're doing it. That's next on early break of the ticket. Yeah, we're kidding.